Introduction by DailyStoic.com and TheFamousPeople.com.
Epictetus was born nearly 2,000 years ago in Hierapolis, present-day Pamukkale in Turkey, as a slave in a wealthy household. Epaphroditus, his owner, gave him the permission to pursue liberal studies, and it is how Epictetus discovered philosophy through the Stoic Musonius Rufus, who became his teacher and mentor. Later, Epictetus obtained his freedom shortly after Emperor Nero's death and started teaching philosophy in Rome for nearly 25 years. This lasted until Emperor Domitian famously banished all philosophers in Rome. Epictetus fled to Nicopolis in Greece, where he founded a philosophy school and taught there until his death. Epictetus believed that philosophy was a way of life and not just a theoretical discipline. He believed that the foundation of philosophy was self-knowledge and that ignorance and gullibility needed to be evaded. Epictetus argued that logic provided valid reasoning and certainty in judgment. He claimed that philosophy was divided into three branches: the application of doctrine, the reasons, and the establishment of the reasons, if it were a right one. Epictetus believed that all external events were beyond one's control and that one should accept whatever happens calmly and dispassionately. However, individuals are responsible for their own actions, which they can examine and control through rigorous self-discipline. Epictetus described philosophy as learning. He believed true education was recognizing that there is nothing more supreme than one's will or purpose. Epictetus also claimed that men are not entirely responsible for the ideas that they present to their consciousness. However, they are wholly responsible for the way in which they use the ideas. In his life, Epictetus did not pen his teachings. Instead, it was done by his pupil Arrian. Epictetus's philosophy of life can be clearly seen in his quotes that give a deep meaning to life and living. And now we give you the best Epictetus quotes.
Who is your master? Anyone who has control over things upon which you've set your heart or over things which you seek to avoid. No man is free who is not master of himself. Freedom is not procured by a full enjoyment of what is desired, but by controlling the desire. Is freedom anything else than the right to live as we wish? Nothing else. Freedom is the only worthy goal in life. It is won by disregarding things that lie beyond our control. You may fetter my leg, but Zeus himself cannot get the better of my free will. Whoever then would be free, let him wish for nothing, let him decline nothing, which depends on others. Else he must necessarily be a slave. Preach not to others what they should eat, but eat as becomes you and be silent. The philosopher's school, ye men, is a surgery. You ought not to go out of it with pleasure, but with pain, for you are not in sound health when you enter. No thing great is created suddenly, any more than a bunch of grapes or a fig. If you tell me that you desire a fig, I answer you that there must be time. Let it first blossom, then bear fruit, then ripen. Let death and exile and all other things which appear terrible be daily before your eyes, but death chiefly. And you will never entertain any abject thought, nor too eagerly covet anything.